This is WV1 from Wolves Radio, a Worldwide Wolves production. I'm Lawrence Scott, and our series continues with a member of the pack who calls LA home, musician, producer, voice actor, and Wolves fan, Jason Charles Miller. Jason, so thrilled to have you on the show and be able to talk about what was an amazing U.S. tour that we took part in. As you think back to seeing Wolves in person in America, they hadn't been here since the 80s for a preseason tour or been in any kind of action, to be there and see that in Jacksonville. Wow.
That was thrilling. And even though I live on the opposite coast and I was right in the middle of 1,000 things, I knew technically, I knew, like, with all the Tetris pieces of my schedule, I could make it to Jacksonville. I took a red eye to Jacksonville, slept on the plane, got up as soon as I could and sort of participated in all the pregame activities the day of the game. And I was in Jacksonville for less than 24 hours, but I was there for Wolves, because if they're anywhere in the country, I'm going to try to make it.
And Wolves in that match taking down West Ham, super fun and memorable in the pregame as well. A bit of weather, and we were all kind of huddled under the members of the pack home, which was this canopy. And lo and behold, Wolves legend Steve Bull, part of helping really keep us safe.
Yeah. So Steve Bull, I can say Steve Bull saved my life, maybe, because for 15 to 30 minutes, the rain was coming down in buckets, in sheets. I have a little video even that I took of just the sheet rain just going across the concrete. And there's Steve Bull holding down the tent, keeping us protected. I loved that.
That was super fun. Just being in a different part of the U.S. and checking out this tour and thinking of that the last time that Wolves were in America, it was also in Jacksonville. They took on the team-in of the NASL at the time, the King, John Richards, with a goal in that match. And we had a couple of opportunities to interface with Sirius XM Radio and the FC channel, talking about the history of Wolves coming to America. Of course, part of the film that was made just about a year ago, the 1967, when LA Wolves conquered the USA story, an amazing story. Being in Los Angeles, you must relate to the subject matter of that film.
Oh, absolutely. And so I grew up in Virginia near Washington, D.C., and I believe it was Jack Kent Cook, who was the owner of the Redskins at the time, who helped all of this happen.
Exactly. It was exactly. He was the owner at the time of the Lakers and the hockey Los Angeles Kings. And he and Lamar Hunt wanted to find a way to have soccer in America in a professional realm, because during the World Cup, they saw all of this enthusiasm in 1966 in England, especially. And then they were like, well, could we do this in America? They didn't have time enough for a draft. And back then, what would you do? College soccer? How would you do it? But they started this league, and LA, certainly a theme and a great set of Worldwide Wolves supporters groups in Los Angeles, part of our history there and what's still building into the future. And just your ability to see Wolves and how it's emerging in Los Angeles. What are you feeling on the ground level?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I think everyone, if you start to become an English football fan, and even over here in America, we have a great league, the MLS, but if you really start to look at soccer worldwide, you realize the Premier League is really called that for a reason. It's arguably the best, most competitive league in the world. And so being a fan of a team from another city halfway across the world might seem a little strange, but, you know, once you pick your team, you pick your team. I mean, you know, I remember growing up around people that were, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans in DC, and it didn't make any sense, but to them, like, they lived and died and breathed Dallas Cowboys. So it always, you know, when you have the, when you've attached yourself to a team and you've personalized it to yourself, there's really no looking back. That's your team for life.
Well, for you, what has been that journey? What connected you to Wolves?
Well, okay. So my old band, Godhead, we performed in Wolverhampton a few times in the early 2000s, and I actually really liked the city a lot. I thought it was a cool city that had a lot of ties to the past of, you know, the history of England, and then also had ties to the future. And when I first really started following Wolves is when they got back into the Premier League this last time. And then not long after that is when then lockdown occurred. And then I really attached myself to them at that point and was really following along sort of the drama of everything that was happening with the world, but also with sports. And I went from sort of being a casual fan to now I can name you the entire lineup. I could name you, you know, the under 21s, the under 18s. Like I'm thick in it. So if anybody wants to talk to me about Wolves, I'm so happy to talk. And on my way to Jacksonville, it was really fun to meet people from on my flight. You know, everyone had their kit on, or like I had a little pin on the back of my backpack, and everybody, you know, we all sort of gravitated towards each other. And it's really fun to meet fans all over the US. It's a special group.
It has been such an amazing thing, the community that's been being built, and our chance to get to spend some time together on that U.S. tour in Jacksonville, and then meeting folks in Annapolis in Maryland where the next match was, and just kind of staying in touch. And like you and I will text each other on match days, and
right.
Anyway, we're feeling it. But I think of from the perspective, too, of you're on tour. You're playing shows at night and you're up super early in the morning mm-hmm. to watch matches. You've just gotten off a U.S. tour of your own that has nothing to do with the Wolves tour. Talk to us about like exactly how music has been going, a new release, and just touring, not just the U.S., but also a big show in Japan recently.
Right. Yeah, a couple, actually. So I have a brand new album out called Knives in the Dark. And by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but I wanted to point this out. My vinyl is black and yellow.
Very nice.
Maybe, you know, there might be a reason behind that, but when they said, what color do you want to make the vinyl? I was like, let's make it black and yellow. So I just did a US tour, and I like when I'm playing on the East Coast because then the Wolves games are 3 hours later. So I can at least watch them at a decent hour. It's always a challenge when they're playing it sometimes as early as 4:30 a.m. When I'm in California. So usually it's like 7 a.m. Occasionally when they have a night game, then I can watch them at 11 or 12.
Well, this new album has a great track on it, Digging in the Dust. There's an amazing video with it as well that folks should see. Help us with the handles and the social and the YouTube channels here so folks can see this music video.
Yeah, luckily, if you can remember my name, that is my handle pretty much at every social media site, except for Twitter/X because my name's too long. So there I'm Jason C. Miller, but everywhere else I'm Jason Charles Miller. And yeah, search that and you'll find it. The cool thing about that video too is I have a huge love of science fiction and fantasy. So we were able to make this cool video about a spaceman trapped on an alien planet, which you don't see every day in a rock song video. So it was really fun to explore that. I've been digging in the dust, trying to raise the dead, but it's all grown cold. I'm throwing water on rust, trying to stop from drowning, while I'm tied to a stone.
The track is Digging in the Dust. It is tremendous to hear, but the fandom continues on a reinterpretation of a classic. Now, what propelled you to do this?
While you're watching TV.
So, you know, look, when you're a fan of a team, you want to do anything and everything possible to support them. And I know from, you know, watching countless games, the different songs that the team walks out to. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if I did sort of a modern interpretation on Hi Ho Silver Lining? And then we actually even, so I called my frequent collaborator. His name is Jameson Boaz. And we actually have a side project called Resodron. We've done music for the video game Cyberpunk 2077 and also for Diablo 4. And I said, let's do a modern version of this song. And we had a blast just getting together in the studio. And then as an Easter egg for the first 6 seconds of the song, you hear the beat to When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin, which of course has a special connection to the team because it's Robert Plant's favorite team. And I think, is he like a honorary vice president? I noticed that.
Not just honorary. He is a club vice president along with Steve Bull and John Richards. And
that's so cool.
It's tremendous. His involvement is absolutely tremendous, and it's a real tie for all of us that love music and love Wolves. And I must say, there's a specific kit that's near and dear to your heart, and it's one that's just been released.
Yeah, so the kit, and if anyone were to see this in video, I'm wearing the Away kit, the latest Away kit, which you know how like every kit gets leaked online, there's nothing you can do. I'm all over the leaks. I want to know. And when I saw the leak, I thought, oh my God, I hope that's really the kit. And then when it came out, this is my favorite Wolves kit of all time. And I'm talking about the Away kit that's black with the yellow wolf like screaming across it. I could not love this kit more. And this will probably air after this happens, but next week I'm going to Seoul, South Korea to do a series of concerts for Final Fantasy XIV. I sing 4 songs on the soundtrack of Final Fantasy XIV, and we do these giant soundtrack concerts all over the world. But this is a Hee Chan kit, and I'm going to wear it. I won't wear it during the performance, but there's a time before the show when we kind of walk around the convention center and the displays of all the stuff. And I'm going to wear this in South Korea and see if anyone notices that it's a Hee Chan kit when I'm over there.
They will notice. Now tell me, your time recently in Japan on a similar set of performances. I saw some video of this. This was incredible.
2 sold out nights at the Yokohama Arena, which is 11,000 capacity each night. This was for the Primals. The Primals are the rock band for Masayoshi Soken, who is the composer of Final Fantasy XIV. And, you know, I'm just a cog in the giant machine there, but it's so fun that they bring me out. I sing my 4 songs in the middle of the concert to a sold out arena. Earlier this year, we actually did it at the Tokyo Dome to 30,000 people. And it's such a thrilling moment. And, you know, these banner moments in my life, that's definitely a few of them.
Well, a recent tour with Steel Panther, this new album that's out, the vinyl, Beautiful Black and Gold, the anthem reimagined, and a true love of Wolves deep in your heart. When I think about it, it's like the grind, the work, the effort that it takes to be a successful performer, a musician, a producer, a voice actor. All of these themes kind of come together with the grit and the soul of what it is to be a member of the pack. And it's just got to be this gratifying thing to see a club that operates from a challenger mentality and fighting to make greatness and thinking of what art really is and what it really takes to do music and be a performer in this day and age. There's got to be these similarities that you always come back to.
Oh yeah. I think that, you know, the grit and toughness mentality of not only the town of Wolverhampton, but also the team. That's another reason why I feel so connected to the team and the town. And, absolutely the, you know, really working hard for every point and for every victory in music life and in football life. It's something that, I really identify with and, why I love the team so much.
Hear his music. Get to those social channels at Jason Charles Miller. Again, Digging in the Dust, a personal favorite. The video is tremendous. So much more to come.
I've got more coming. Yeah, I've got more videos coming too. We've already got two in the can that are being edited right now. So
we cannot wait. Jason, thank you so much for taking part in this episode of WV1 here on Wolves Radio.
Thanks for having me.